From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes his seventh message in an extensive series of studies in the book of Joshua. Entitled Unfailing Guidance for the Unknown Future, this message was preached on New Year's Day 1995, and in the course of the message there will be references to that occasion. Yet, the biblical instruction set forth here is an encouragement for God's people at every point in their Christian lives. The text is Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, which records the preparations for the children of Israel to cross the Jordan and begin their conquest of Canaan. In verse 4, Joshua tells the nation, "Ye have not passed this way heretofore." As Dr. Cairns has shown, Israel was facing an unknown future. Yet, they were to make a discovery that is true for all the people of God. The future cannot confront us with anything new, with anything that the saints before us have not encountered. The truths about God and His Word will be just as reliable for us as they have been for all before us. Then, the future may be unknown, but it is not uncertain. Israel did not know the way through Canaan, but the God did, and He had promised to guide His people. Furthermore, the way to know the Lord's guidance for the future is to follow Him in the present. It is imperative that we spend time in God's Word if we would know His guidance. Before Dr. Cairns brings the conclusion of this message, he takes a few minutes to warn against the danger of mad materialism.
In ancient times, there were some philosophers who believed in what was called materialism. In other words, that material is eternal, and that ultimately everything is part of that material nature. Now, the advent of Christianity and the truth of the gospel dealt a death blow for many centuries to such nonsense, but unfortunately in the day in which we're living, materialism in one form or another is becoming more and more prevalent. There are people who, from a scientific basis, of course it is science falsely so called, persuade themselves that material is eternal. There are others, and they give various little twists and turns to the basic theory, but when it comes down to it, there are thousands and millions who live in practical materialism. They may not be able to follow the intricacies of the arguments of philosophical materialism, but practically they are materialists. They may believe God is. They may believe that they are immortal souls. They may believe in the great eternity in heaven or hell. They may believe even that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, came into the world and lived and died and rose again, and He is the only Savior and Redeemer of sinners. They may pay lip service to all such great truths, but in a practical sense, they betray a practical materialism, living only for material gain, living as if the only thing that really mattered in this world was the material. In other words, the things they can see, the things they can touch, the things they can handle, the money they can make, what it can buy, the places it can take them. So they give themselves over to materialism, perhaps not philosophically, but practically. The result of it is they pay attention to their wage packet, to their salary, to their benefits, to their health care, to their vacations. They pay attention to the bricks and mortar that they call home. They pay attention to all the things of the here and now, but they shut out of their mind the issues of their soul, how they stand related to God, where they're going to be in eternity. Now, that is a very foolish thing to do. The Lord Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. Why? Because moth and rust corrupt. In other words, the treasures of earth are but for a season, like the pleasures of earth, and they will pass away. He says, rather, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures that can never be lost. To use the words of Christ in Luke's Gospel chapter 12, you need to be rich toward God. You remember how he told the story of a rich farmer. His prosperity knew no bounds. He said, I'm going to pull down my barns and I'm going to build greater just to be able to house my prosperity. Then I'm going to say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years, eat and drink and be merry. But then God spoke and said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be? In other words, you're going to leave them behind. Now, how many people are just acting like the rich fool? I wonder, is that where you are today? Rich in the eyes of the world, or trying to be, concerned about getting things, and yet not concerned about being rich toward God. The only way to be rich toward God is to receive the exceeding riches of his grace toward us, offered and provided in the Lord Jesus Christ, when you receive him as your Savior and your Lord, the Son of God, the Savior of sinners, when you come to the cross and your sin is dealt with by the power of his atonement, and you live in the resurrected Christ, then you are truly rich. You have accumulated the greatest wealth that time or eternity can ever know.
Sing a new song to the Lord.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Often we have thought of the famous words of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. When we go astray, it's when we fail to acknowledge the Lord. When we go astray, it's when we get our eyes off the Lord and we turn a deaf ear to the word of the Lord and we willfully strike out on our own. He says, there is your ark. There is your Christ before you. Get a clear vision of him. Make sure nothing obscures your sight of Christ. Make sure nothing deafens your ears to the word of Christ. Put away every sin that is turning you away from Christ and follow him. The way to have guidance for the future is to follow the Lord in the present, knowing the will of God. Dr. Harry Ironside told of a minister visiting a godly old man who was known throughout the church for his love for the Lord and his love for the Word of God, though everybody knew he was a man of very poor education and little knowledge as far as the world went. The minister asked him, when he visited him, what he believed about the Urim and the Thummim, what he thought they were. The old man replied, I don't really know. I know they were in the breastplate of the high priest. I know the words mean lights and perfections, and I know that in some way they were a means of divine guidance. I don't know a lot as to how the priest got that guidance, but I do know that by simply changing two letters in the Urim and the Thummim, I can still get guidance from them. The minister was more than a little intrigued. He said, how do you do that? Well, I just change Urim and Thummim to Usin and Thummim. And he held up his Bible. And he said, by Usin and Thummim, Thummim, I still find the guidance of God. Let me tell you, that's how to see Christ. That's how to hear the voice of Christ. That's how to know the will of Christ. I'm sure the Lord must get sick of Christians who are forever moaning, groaning in Scottish or Northern Irish dialect. We would say gurning. That's a real good word. It's far better than moaning and groaning. There's something about gurning. The very sound of it lets you know what they're doing. In the ear of God, I don't know, I can't find. And all the time when you go to them, the book of God lies unopened, unread, unstudied, unused. You're not going to find the will of God anywhere but as you meet with Him over the open page of His Word. An advert that appears on radio. It's an advert for Sports Illustrated for children. And it starts off by saying that the average American child watches something like 42 hours of television per week. I don't want to get into that, but any parent that allows that deserves to be horsewhipped. You may as well just damn your child now as allow that. But it made me think, as God looks down on His people, and remember, we're talking about Christians now. These are the people who would say that most of the stuff that appears on television is born in hell, spewed out by the devil. Most of them would say that most of that stuff is a propaganda tool of the enemies of the gospel. And they would then say that this Bible is the inspired, inerrant Word of God, and they would lead a church revolt to have the preacher kicked out if he were to say one word that would doubt that this is the Word of God. And of course, they'd be quite right in that. Now, as God looks down on these people, I wonder what He sees as He compares the hours they spend with the Bible with the hours they spend with the tube. Wonder what He sees. Then these self-same hypocrites come along and they say, I can't find the will of God. I can't find the blessing of God. I can't find answers to prayer. Where is God when I need Him? How sickening. How sickening to God Almighty Listen, this is where you'll see Christ, hear Christ, meet with Christ, know Christ, and receive the guidance of Christ. We face an unknown future. It is far from uncertain, however, for it's known to our God. He promises to guide us all the way, but the only way to know God's guidance for the future is to follow Him in the present. As we face the untrodden paths of this new year, we may think of the words of an old hymn, "Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know He holds my hand." So as George VI advised the English people in a dark day, "As you stand at the gate of the year, place your hand in the hand of your God. In truth, that will be better to you than any light, and safer than a known way." Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. As we come to the end of this first Sabbath service of another year, I want us just to take a second or two to let the Word of God sink down into our hearts. Let's take some spiritual stock at the beginning of the year. Where do I stand with God this morning? Not where do people think I stand. Where do I lead them to believe that I stand? But where do I really stand with God this morning? If you come into this meeting and you're not saved, there is a Savior from all sin. He'll save you now. Come and receive Christ. If you've entered into this service this morning and you're backslidden in heart, you've lost out with God, there is forgiveness with the Lord that He may be feared. There is a way back, a way of blessing and a way of victory. The Lord Jesus still sends His special word to every Peter who has denied Him, and He restores him. Come back this morning. And if you're a Christian and you're living really trudging every step of the way, you've lost a lot of your purpose, and a lot of your zeal, and a lot of your joy, you're still following, but it's afar off. Believer this morning, get your eyes on Christ. This year can be, for you and for us together, the greatest we have ever known, if we but keep our eyes on our Ark, our Savior. Hear His voice and do His will. If you're not saved or if you're a backslider, I'd love to help you in the things of God. Don't trifle with these things. Come and have a word with me. Let me open the Scriptures with you. It's time for you indeed to seek the Lord. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to every heart. We thank Thee for a great Savior who is Christ the Lord. We thank Thee, O God, for one whose love is unfathomable, whose grace passes all description. Lord, we thank Thee for saving many yet save more, we pray. And restore those who are cold and backslidden in heart. And God grant that this day we will be stirred in our souls to go through with God. We ask Thee, our God, to lead us to the discovery of those wonders which Joshua spoke about. The Lord will do wonderful things for us indeed. Lord, let us see the great things of our God, the great actions of grace, using us, blessing us this day and this year. Hear our prayer. Answer our petition. Come, O Lord, and meet with us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.